Hey everyone, Ellie here with another of our Friday podcasts. A little bit of breaking news. So those of you who read the written version of this normally get it through email, through the newsletter, and on cafe.com. Well, now on every Friday, it will also be publishing in New York Magazine. So you can check it out on the New York Magazine website. Same material, just appearing in a slightly different font, slightly different setting. Anyway, on with the news. We are now well into the 2024 electoral cycle. Jack Smith's cases, the other prosecutions are ramping up. So much is coming to fruition and maybe coming into tension all at once. So I wanted to talk about a very important issue relating to Jack Smith. Hope you enjoy. Hope you find it interesting. As always, please send me any thoughts, questions, or comments to letters@cafe.com. There's one word we will never, ever hear Jack Smith say out loud. Election. It's obvious by now to any sentient earthling that Smith is possessed with trying Donald Trump before the approaching November 5th, 2024 crucible. Throughout the special counsel's D.C.-based January 6th prosecution of the former president, his primary tactical objective has been to beat the election clock. But he's never acknowledged this plain truth in any of his public statements or court filings. Smith's refusal isn't just some semantic peccadillo. It undermines DOJ's rote, conclusory mantra that the special counsel is entirely above the political fray. Exhibit A. Smith originally insisted on trying Trump in January 2024, now, just 5 months after the indictment dropped. An absurd request, given that the defense team must review over 13 million pages, yes, 13 million pages of documentary evidence, plus thousands of hours of video footage provided by prosecutors. By comparison, the run-of-the-mill federal conspiracy defendant typically gets over 2 years to prep for trial. Several January 6 rioters caught cold on video committing stupidly simple crimes at the Capitol, assault, trespass, and the like, had triple the lead time afforded to Trump, who faces vastly more complex charges. To support his urgent request, Smith offered lawyerly bromides seemingly crafted by a PR consultant, quote, an appropriately speedy trial in the public interest and in the interest of justice, end quote. But he said nothing of the real-world impetus, the election. Judge Tanya Chutkan, nearly as concerned with jamming in a Trump trial before the election, but not quite as fanatical as Smith, set trial for March. Exhibit B. When Trump raised his likely doomed, but not quite frivolous, claim of presidential immunity, Smith asked the Supreme Court to take the case straight from the district court, skipping over the mid-level court of appeals, a rare procedure known as direct review. The problem for Smith, however, was that he was unable or really unwilling to articulate precisely why he needed this extraordinary remedy. Rather than stating the screamingly obvious, he resorted instead to wink-wink generalities about the, quote, public interest in a prompt resolution, end quote, but again, refusing to say the E word out loud. The Supreme Court denied Smith's request with no explanation given. Trump is, of course, hell-bent to slow things down, but delay tactics are within the rules of the game, entirely commonplace and eminently foreseeable. Virtually every defendant plays stall ball, particularly if he's been shortchanged on pretrial prep time. For Smith to bemoan Trump's tactics is like an NFL coach complaining that the other team's defense keeps trying to sack the quarterback. We've got two overarching issues here. First, is it proper for Smith to consider the election date? And second, if it is, why not just say so? As to the former question, there's a pervasive and quite reasonable view that yes, Smith absolutely should do his damnedest to try Trump before the election. I get that. Putting myself back at the prosecutor's table, I'd probably do the same. But problems surface when we dig into whether that's a proper, non-political exercise of prosecutorial power. Why exactly must Smith try Trump before the election? Well, one line of argument goes, the American public needs to know before November whether it's about to vote for a convicted felon or perhaps for somebody who's been wrongly accused. Problem is, the Justice Manual, which is DOJ's official guidance to all prosecutors, instructs that, quote, federal prosecutors and agents may never select the timing of any action, including investigative steps, criminal charges, or statements, for the purpose of affecting any election, end quote. Doesn't a prosecutor defy that guiding principle if he's concerned about what voters know about a candidate and when and how that might influence their votes? God knows prosecutors have almost unimaginable power as is, even when they stay in their lanes. Who appointed Jack Smith ruler of what the American voter must know before they head to the polls? Then there's the practical argument that if Trump wins back the White House, he'll tank Smith's cases. Now, that's undoubtedly true. Trump surely will order his AG to dismiss the indictments, and he might issue the first ever self-pardon for good measure. We don't know, by the way, if a self-pardon is legal, but who's going to challenge it? Trump's own DOJ? The problem with this rationale is that it implicitly holds that Smith's job is to stop Trump from becoming president again so Trump won't gain the power to throw out the cases. But if Smith's goal is to prevent his subject from winning an election, that's just straight up blood and guts political right there. Smith is in a tough spot, and it's largely not his fault. Merrick Garland dithered away a year and a half, during which DOJ staffers reportedly were wary of even uttering Trump's name in the AG's presence before he appointed Smith as special counsel. Now Smith has to deal with a compressed calendar while jostling for position with three other prosecutions, his own Mar-a-Lago classified documents case, plus state indictments out of New York and Georgia. Smith has three options, by my count. First, he can adhere to the platonic ideal of the non-political prosecutor by simply letting the case play out in its normal course without regard to Election Day. It's lovely, in theory, perfectly harmonious with the Justice Manual and the non-political prosecutorial ideal, but it's also doomed. If Smith takes the high road, then both his cases will get blown out way past the election and might die on the vine altogether if Trump wins. Second, and this is where Smith currently resides, he can fight like mad to get Trump tried before the election, but refuse to acknowledge it. But that's sneaky. It's fundamentally dishonest and counterproductive. See Smith's failure to identify a specific need for the Supreme Court to take expedited review, which we just talked about. Trump's rhetoric about witch hunts and politically driven prosecutors is tiresome, overblown, and dangerous. But if Smith is acting with an eye to Election Day while sanctimoniously pretending he's doing no such thing, then there's a kernel of truth to it. Third, Smith could, and in my view should, just come out and acknowledge what we all know. Yes, he wants to get Trump tried before the election. If that makes Smith less than prosecutorially pure, then so be it. Sure, Trump will cry foul, but he's already doing that anyway. Why lend fuel to Trump's inflammatory rhetoric with a bogus denial of an obvious reality? How about the truth? Yes, I am trying to get this case done before the election because we've charged him with a historically serious crime and the American public needs to know before they vote. Not that hard, is it? This issue will come up again. Trial court proceedings have been on hold pending Trump's immunity appeal, so the judge likely will have to set a new trial date at some point, and Trump will continue to request postponements until the moment the jury is sworn in. Smith needs to drop the transparent, holier-than-thou veneer. This is a bizarre and unprecedented scenario, and there are no easy solutions. Smith wants his case tried before the election for reasons that are uncomfortable, but also compelling and unavoidable. He should just say so. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay safe and stay informed.